Video Game Memories, number 11, by Zach Ricks. Brought to you by writingsofdan.blogspot.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Zach Ricks, and I'm here with a special guest post for Dan Absalonson's blog on video game memories. Today I'm going to be talking about how I remember Chrono Trigger. Now, let me give you a spoiler alert first. Warning. This is a game that was originally released in the U.S. for the Super Nintendo in 1995, but was released again for the original PlayStation in 2001, and then again for the Nintendo DS in 2008, and yet again in May of 2011 for the Nintendo Wii Virtual Console. It's had such a long life because it is the greatest game ever created for any platform, period. I've owned it in at least three of these different iterations, but because it's only been recently released for one of these platforms, you might be playing it now for the first time. And if so, stop reading or listening to this now. I am deadly serious. I'm giving away huge plot points in this because that's what I remember, but it might hurt your enjoyment of the game. Please stop. Cool? Okay. I don't remember when I picked it up or where I first started playing it, but I absolutely remember Chrono Trigger. Oh, sure, I bought it because the artwork was cool and it was a Squaresoft game, and I knew they did good work because I'd already played and enjoyed the heck out of Final Fantasy III. I remember looking at the Akira Toriyama artwork and thinking, well, this looks kind of familiar. Toriyama was the artist who created Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. Incidentally, there really is no Dragon Ball GT. Doesn't exist. Shared hallucination. Sad story. Anyway. So then I took this game home and I started playing it. And there was something about a fair, and then there was this blonde girl who wanted to hang out, and I played some fair games and won a life-sized replica of myself. And then my friend wanted me to demonstrate her teleporter, which then tore open a hole in space and time and flung this blonde girl someplace. And my character stood up and volunteered to go get her back. And I remember thinking at the time, he had no way of knowing where she'd gone or how to return or anything. He'd known her for maybe an hour. But he was the kind of guy who was willing to go after her anyway. And I loved him for that. I was hooked. I was all in. And it was fun. But what really sunk its claws into me and kept me coming back for more and more were the characters and their stories. I met a frog who used to be a man, and once I discovered his real name, the character's never been anything but Glenn to me. I found myself accused of treason and sentenced to death, wrongfully. I defeated a dragon tank with a sword. I traveled to the dark and dismal future, which kind of sucked, but I found out I was going to be fighting some sort of world-devouring evil. I mean, it's a Squaresoft game. I found out that my friend blamed herself for the death of her mother, and because the game involved time travel, I got to give her a chance to make it right. Ah, I enjoyed every minute of it. Right up until we faced world-devouring evil for the first time. And my protagonist, being the guy he was, refused to run away. And he died for it. Obliterated. Disintegrated. Dead. And the game kept going. I remember sitting in a basement, staring at the television set, dealing with the fact that this character I'd invested so much time and energy into, this character that represented me in the game world, this character that I loved was gone. And as I was doing that, I was watching his companions do the same thing, dealing with their grief at the loss of their friend. I've never had a game pull me through that kind of emotional experience, and it's that moment and what follows that has made Chrono Trigger my favorite game of all time. Now, sure, I take a lot of good-natured ribbing for my love of Pokemon, which is deep and true and vital, And that has been a wild and crazy ride for the last 12 years. Long story. I blame kindergartners. Darn kindergartners. But Chrono Trigger continues to be an influence on me because the story was so deep and so rich. It hit so many themes for me. Loyalty, family, self-sacrifice, regret, love, tragedy, and ultimately, triumph. Oh, and don't get me started on the music. To this day, I cannot hear the opening theme without getting a little emotional. If you have a chance to play it, I highly recommend it. It's the greatest game of the 16-bit era, and I dare say it's my favorite game of any era. And it's like $8 on the Wii Virtual Console. Seriously. Play it, and then you'll remember Chrono Trigger 2. I'm Zach Ricks. I'm an attorney, writer, and publisher living in Austin, Texas with my wife and one daughter. I'm known for my love of science fiction, fantasy, Pokemon, and breakfast tacos. And I am also occasionally a big fat crybaby. Like when I hear that opening theme of Chrono Trigger. I'm okay. You can find my writing at www.madpoetfiles.com and my publishing company at www.flyingislandpress.com. Thanks for listening.
And you will hear another guest blog post, the last one in the series, next Friday, by Justin McCumber of the Dead Robots Society. See you then.